Well, good morning. It's not exactly walking, but I thought I'd take the opportunity while I'm driving at 6:12 a.m. on March the 24th. I'm en route to the airport. I'm just rolling out of the outskirts of Greeley now, headed south to DIA. And I just wanted to touch base and kind of see if I could capture some of what I'm thinking about right now. It's been an interesting 24 hours in terms of trying to get things, all of the last minute stuff lined up. I'm going to meet, I suspect, one of the other authors, Deanna Nipling, at the airport. She and I are both flying in on the same flight, and I suspect I'm going to see her at the gate. I don't know what she looks like, so it could be an interesting challenge to try to find her. I have her phone number, so I can text her, or actually call her up and see who answers the phone. So that's one way to find out. We've got a transportation emergency at Portland. Somebody has canceled at the last minute because of a family emergency. So there's a last-minute ride required. I did print out all the maps that I need to get from Portland International to the Anchor, the bed and breakfast we'll be staying at, along with, I spent a certain amount of time yesterday afternoon in Google Maps looking at what was around the area. And the answer is, wow, not an awful lot. It's pretty staggering. There is a coffee shop across the street from the office, but I don't know what is around. Apparently, the Anchor is in the downtown historic area of Lincoln City. I'm not exactly sure what that means. One of the things that I've been thinking about a lot is earthquakes. Because, and this is, I mean, it's a long stretch, but there was a big earthquake in Oaxaca, Mexico, a few days ago. And usually when there's a big one, there's several fairly good-sized ones around. And there's a fault that lies just offshore in Oregon, just off the coast of Oregon, that is notorious for kicking off tsunamis. Now, not too many people know about it because it only kicks off a tsunami about once every 150 years or so, but it's overdue. So it'll be interesting, and I hope not too terrifying, to be there wondering whether or not a huge wave is going to come crashing ashore and wipe us all out. Just one of those things that I think about, and I don't know quite why. I'm also going too fast. So I'm in plenty of time, 6:15 a.m. It is still dark. There's a faint graying of the sun on the horizon, but it's not anywhere near light. The flight leaves at 8:50. I've got not quite 3 hours before the flight leaves. I've got a little more than 2 hours before the flight boards. It'll only take me about an hour to an hour and a quarter to get to the airport from here. So I should have 45 minutes to an hour at the airport to get checked in. Now, I don't have any idea whether or not that's enough time. That's my big concern, is that am I going to get to the airport and then run into a huge line on a Saturday morning? And I don't know. Typically, Sunday mornings are big flying days because people who have been in town tend to fly home on Sunday. Saturday, is it a big flight out day? I don't really know. I'm hoping an hour and a quarter on a domestic flight isn't going to be terrible. It's always my concern. It was ever since the the Balticon incident of 2010. Was it 10? 2009. Where I got to the airport in what I thought was plenty of time, with at least 2 hours before boarding. At least 2 hours before takeoff. It was only an hour and a half before boarding. I got to the airport and found that there was a line out the door, wrapped around the lobby at DIA, all the way around the building. So the end of the line on the for the north security gate was actually right beside the south security gate. So they go all the way around. And of course, the bullpens, the cattle pens that they have there, were all filled all up. So that was a bit nerve-wracking, but I have to say that they did get us through there in about an hour and a quarter, and I walked up to the gate about 5 minutes before they were going to close the door. So I did make it in time. It was just a little nerve-wracking. I've also printed 4 copies of my boarding pass. I don't know quite why. It's not like I can't print copies when I get there. And I've got the e-boarding on my phone, so if all else fails, I'll use the phone. So I'm trying to think of all the things that I needed to take with me. The one thing that I probably should be taking that I haven't picked up is a spare ink cartridge. We're going to be stopping at Salem, Oregon. We'll be stopping at an Office Max or an Office Depot or something in Salem. Because we have to go to Salem on our way to Lincoln City. And there is an Office Supply store just off the interstate right there in Salem. So rather than try to fly with a case of paper and a bunch of ink that might rupture and all that other stuff, I'm planning on picking some up when I get there. I don't have anything in Oregon tonight before 7 p.m. I'm supposed to be at the WMG offices to begin our very first session at 7 p.m. The airport is 2.5 hours away from where we're going to end up, and with a 30-minute break in the middle when we stop for supplies, that put us in Lincoln City, checking in around, I'm guessing around 2 or 3. Even if it's as late as 4, that gives us 3 hours to fiddle about before we have to go up and be in session. So, you know, all of these, I'm going to try to take a meta step back, but the problem is that my brain is just crammed with all of these logistical details that I'm trying to keep balanced and keep straight. And the stupid part is, I really don't need to be obsessing about that. It's just an airline trip. All I have to do is get to the airport, and the airlines will treat me like the cattle that I am and herd me in the general direction to make sure that I get on the plane on time. And of course, the challenge will be getting to the airport and not running off the road or getting stopped for speeding. So, gosh, it's black out there. No, not really. It's really quite delicious out here. Oh, I kind of wish I was out walking. No, I don't. I wish I felt better about this trip. On the one hand, it's the longest trip I've taken in... God, I don't know the last time I was away from home for more than a week. I really don't. I'm trying to think. Even when I went and visited my sister, I was only gone for 5 days. She's going to be flying out on Saturday, and then a week from tomorrow, I'll fly back. yada, yada, yada. 3,000 words a day. I did bring my laptop. I'm going to bring the extra stuff to plug in so that I've got long cords. I did bring my big suitcase with the lap desk in it. It's just as well, when I started stacking up all the clothes that I wanted to bring, because I wanted to bring at least enough shirts to wear that I could have a fresh shirt to wear every day. And some of them were pretty bulky. I brought some comfy fuzzy shirts. I suspect I won't actually use all the clothes that I'm bringing, but they're pretty lightweight. Doesn't take much weight for them in the car, in the suitcase, and they help pad out the space. Not like I needed a lot of padding. When I started, I started throwing in 8 copies of everything. I brought a couple spare pairs of jeans even. It was like, holy crap. Nice thing about the beard is that I don't have to worry about taking a razor or foam or anything like that. Toothbrush. Oh, I didn't bring my mustache comb. Oh well. I can live for a week. And I got a haircut the other day, so it's trimmed back. It doesn't going to take a lot of combing. Grooming isn't as fun. I'm sorely, sorely upset that Deborah Geary isn't going to be here. I was going to be one of the highlights was to get to have a writing conference and get our heads together on writing and some ideas and some brainstorming. I'm hoping that there's going to be time to do writing and ideas and brainstorming, etc. Hoping it's not going to be one of these death march activities. It might be. I reportedly, in the coffee shop across the street from the office, there is internet access. So in theory, I'll have the opportunity to actually do some podcasting. I'll be able to get the audio uploaded. The laptop that I brought has all of my audio tools on it, so getting it tagged and formatted correctly for upload, that'll work out quite well. If I had been thinking another day in advance about how I might do this, one of the things that I might have done is used my Tumblr account and just phoned in, because Tumblr allows you to phone a telephone number, put in a PIN, and then record something that will get posted as an MP3 on the Tumblr. And that would have been a good way for me to record odd things through the day. I'm assuming I'm not going to have roaming charges, but I may not be correct in that assumption. Anyway, I've rambled about enough on this. I'm going to focus on the road for a while. I'm not at the back gate, and while tomorrow is another day, I'm not sure if I'll talk to you then or if I'll talk to you later today or when. So let's just say I'll talk to you later, and hope I do. Bye for now.